In the gospel reading today, our Lord gives us this parable of the weeds and the wheat. If you have a garden, you're well aware of how all of this works. You intentionally put certain plants in, and then there are a whole bunch of them that grow all by themselves. The amazing thing is that when we consider how all of that works, initially, if you actually plant the seeds, you might not know which is the weed and which is the plant that you put in. Because initially, when they come up, it's a little difficult to tell. What kind of leaves are those? Are those the ones I put in? Sometimes you have to wait a little while before you see what's going on. But eventually, it becomes pretty evident. What's worse is that if you decide to stop watering your garden, the plants that you put in die. The weeds keep growing. And the weeds oftentimes look healthier than the plants that you put in. You're feeding the plants, you're watering the plants, and the weeds just keep doing better and better. And the problem is with that sometimes we might look at it and think, if we were to put it into a human situation, it'd be better to be one of the weeds. They're stronger, they're healthier, they're greener, they're bigger, they're taller, they're doing everything better than the plants that I put in. Maybe I should be one of those weeds. That's exactly what the devil wants us to think. Wouldn't it be better off if we quit trying to serve the Lord and just do what we want to do? Be selfish, be sinful. After all, it looks like those people are doing better. Maybe we were there once. Because when fall comes, you know what happens in your garden. Your plants are going to produce fruit. The weeds, all they do is produce more seeds for more weeds for next year. There's nothing on the weeds that you can eat. There's nothing there that is of any value. For a while, they might have looked like they were stronger and healthier. But in the end, you get nothing. That's the same thing that happens with sin. It looks like these people who give themselves over to sin, oh, they're having fun, their lives are exciting, isn't this cool? I should be like them. Some of us have been there, haven't we? And what do you get out of it? Nothing. You're empty. You're spent. But again, those people, they look strong and they look in control. But isn't it important for us to recognize, as we hear in the second reading, that St. Paul tells us that God comes to us in our weakness, not in our strength, in our weakness. In other words, if you think that you're strong all by yourself, then we think we don't need God. I can do this myself. So again, go back to your garden and you look at it and say, you know, the weeds, they just seem to do this by themselves. It doesn't matter what the weather is, they just keep growing. The other plants, they're dependent on you. They're dependent on you to wash them, to water them. They're dependent on you to make sure that they're trimmed, that the ground is tilled around them. They're dependent on you in order to bear fruit. So if we look at it that way, we would have to say then, your plants are dependent on you because of their weakness. The weeds, they're not dependent on you for anything. They'll steal the water that you're putting in there. They'll continue to grow because they'll take the food that you put out for your plants. But they don't need you for anything. Your plants do. That again is exactly what happens with us. If we are willing to recognize our weakness and our dependence on God, then we come to Him. and he will provide what we need. And he will also prune the parts of us that aren't good, that aren't going to bear fruit. That might not seem too pleasant at the time. But if we want more fruit and greater fruit, then those things need to be pruned. God's going to till around us to be able to keep the soil in good order. The time of the tilling, it might not seem like such a great thing for us. But then we see the fruit. That's where the difference lies. The weeds look real green and bushy. They didn't need any pruning. The weeds do fine whether the ground is hard as concrete or whether it's nice and soft. So again, the temptation is to think it's better to be a weed. But remember why you put the plants in the first place. You put them in so that they would bear fruit. You care for them so that they will bear more fruit. Like I said earlier, the weeds don't bear any fruit. All they do is cause more weeds. So in our humanness now, we need to look at this. God has chosen you. Jesus talked about that. He said that the seed that is planted are the children of the kingdom. God has chosen you to be that. And just like the plants that you put into the garden, God wants you to bear great fruit. He wants you to be a saint. But as we go through that and all the different things that happen, our tendency is to look at the weeds and think it'd be better to be one of those. We know it's not. Like I said earlier, if you have fallen into that trap, then you know it's empty. It's worthless. Yeah, you look pretty cool for a while, and then you realize it's going to lead to nothing. So the choice is ours. So we have to make sure that we recognize our weakness. Most of us don't like that idea. We want to think that we're strong. We want to think that we're in control. We won't be dependent on God if we think we're strong and in control. We need to recognize the sinfulness that we've fallen into. And we heard in the first reading that God is lenient, he is clement, because he's all-powerful. And therefore, he has given his children good reason to believe that they can repent of their sins. And that's exactly the case. If we are willing just to make that little act of humility, to come before the Lord, to get down on our knees and to confess our sins, which takes all of a couple of minutes out of our life, God will literally remove the sin from your soul. He destroys the sins completely. They're gone. Then he will be able to prune the parts of you that need to be pruned, the areas maybe where you've given in to things and need to be removed. He'll work the soil so that it's going to be good, so that you can get the most out of it. But we also need to be careful because, as we heard in the gospel reading about the woman with the yeast, she put the yeast in and it affected the entire batch. That's exactly what happens if we give ourselves over to sin. It affects everything. At the same time, if we choose God and open our hearts to his grace, that's going to affect everything. So think about it with that parable of the mustard seed that we heard. If you're trying to live a good life and the devil's there tempting you to be able to say, oh, just this, it's not that big a deal. He knows if we're going to open ourselves up just to a little bit of sin, then once we do that, the temptation's going to be there to sin a little bit more, and then a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more. pretty soon we're up to our eyeballs in sin and we don't know how that happened. Just one step at a time. There's no way that you're going to jump from here to be up to your eyeballs in sin. You'd say no to that. So the devil says, just look at this on your computer. Oh, just go over to this place over here. That's not that big a deal. Just you can do that. He knows once he gets the ball rolling that it's going to keep rolling. But on the other hand, if we're willing to open our hearts to receive God's grace, if we're willing to repent of our sinfulness, and we're willing to allow that grace in, then once again, that seed of grace that starts out so small can grow and become, as Jesus talked about, a tree that's big enough for the birds of the air to be able to put their nests in. So if you know somebody who is struggling and they need to get things together, just ask them to start by praying one Hail Mary. If they're just willing to crack the heart open, even that little bit, just to let that amount of grace in, the seed can start growing, it can start developing, and it can become more and more and more and push the sin out. At the same time, if we're trying to live that grace and we open our hearts to sin, it grows more and more. So we have to choose one or the other. God has chosen you. We talked about that. He wants you to be a saint. He wants you to be holy. But in this garden that we're talking about, we have a free will. We have to choose whether we want to be one of those good plants for the Lord or whether we want to be one of the weeds. Thankfully, at least, we can repent. If we have chosen to hang out with the weeds, we can still at least repent and change and become one of the children of God. Most of us are probably in that boat somewhere. Now we have to choose to stay on that track. Not to look just for the mediocrity. Oh, I can have some grace and some sin. No, no, no. Remember Jesus said, if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. We have to choose one or the other. We know where sin leads. It's going to lead to emptiness, and it's ultimately going to lead to death. And Jesus even made that clear at the end of the age, they're going to be bound up and thrown into the fires. So we know where sin is going to lead. Why do we want to play with it? We need to reject it. We need to choose God's grace, and we need to allow that grace to affect our whole life, just like that yeast in the bread, in the dough, just like that mustard seed that was planted and begins to take over, just growing and growing. That's what happens with God's grace. But that requires, again, the humility to acknowledge our weakness, the recognition that we are dependent on God, not just the acknowledgement, because I think all of us here would say, oh yeah, I'm dependent on God. I mean, make yourself dependent on God. And that means we have to pray. We have to have some serious time every day for prayer because we're dependent on the Lord. We need His grace. You need to keep opening the heart more and more to be able to receive that grace so things can continue to grow. We need to cooperate with the Lord so that when the time comes for Him to prune the parts of us that aren't bearing fruit or to till the soil, we're not going to quit. We're not going to walk away. But we know that God is doing that because He loves us and it's for our best. But that's only understood if we have that life of prayer. Without it, we're going to say no. So close the door to sin. Open your hearts to grace. And let that grace in. Let it begin to work. Because God knows our weakness. And He is merciful. He doesn't want anybody to be condemned. He wants us all to be able to get to heaven. He wants us all to be saints. He wants us all to cooperate with His grace and to grow and develop. That's offered to every one of us. It's offered to every person on the face of the earth. But we have to choose it. And that's the point that all of us have to understand. To be weak in ourselves so that we can be dependent on God, dependent on His grace, dependent on His love, dependent on His life, so that we can be formed into the children of God and bear great fruit for the Lord.